Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
We're joined on the line by our resident doctor here on the show, by Dr. Marianne Atolabe. Good afternoon, Doc.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. And how are you doing?
I'm doing very well too. Praise the Lord.
Lovely. Praise the Lord indeed. Now, we're talking about the Blue Zone secrets. Now, if you're listening on through the radio, have you ever wondered what it actually takes to live in a vibrant, disease-free life well into your 90s or even past 100? As it turns out, the secret isn't hidden in an expensive supplement or a genetic lottery. No, it's found on the dinner plates of a few extraordinary regions around the globe known as the Blue Zones. So, what are they eating that keeps them so remarkably healthy? And how can we adapt those exact global secrets to our own local kitchens and grocery stores? This is what we're learning this afternoon. Now, Doc, could you break down what exactly constitutes a blue zone and highlight some of the regions that completely redefine our understanding of aging?
Well, very interesting, very, very interesting topic, the blue zones. Now, these are regions of the world where people are significantly more likely to live up to 100 years, centenarians, as you have described. They are there, and if you ever heard the name of Dan Boettner, he's the one that worked with researchers to identify communities with exceptional longevity. They live very long, not just that they live long on the hospital bed. No, they are out there still living, You know, my dear brother Zama, it's not only what they eat. That's a very important part of it. But if it's only what they eat, then we should all just transport that food to anywhere in the world and just eat those foods, and then we should be as well as they are living in those regions. So it's a whole package. And as a healthcare practitioner in natural healthcare, my experience had been that people want one thing. They want one thing that they can do to stay healthy, but it does not work that way. And the Blue Zone communities affirms that very well to us. They have some things in common. The secret is a common thing that you see amongst them all. And when we see these common items among them all, then I believe it should encourage us to know this secret and to be willing. Well, that's if we want to live long, because some people say, what am I living long for? This world is so bad. It's so cruel. It's so this. It's so that. Well, if you live long and you live long in God who created the world, you will not see all the bad things. You still see the wonderful things that are in this world and the reasons why we need to live long. And if we are healthy, we will not have any problem living long, because we know that someday soon this world will come to an end. Anyway, that's an important, by the way. Let me just list this community so that if some of our listeners want to do some research, they can just go ahead and look at it. Because they are in different places all over the world, not in just one country. That makes it even very, very interesting.
Yeah.
You've heard of the Okinawa people in Japan, Sardinia in Italy. You have the Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica, Icaria, a Greek island.
Okay.
And Loma Linda, California, in the United States of America. Now, they are all scattered, these communities, all over the world. And that makes it very interesting. So the Okinawa in Japan, they live long, especially the women. What do they eat? Sweet potatoes, vegetables, soy foods, and some small amount of fish. That's what they record that they eat. But they are strong in social networks. They provide lifelong friendship and support for each other. They are physically active. How? Not on the treadmill.
Okay.
Gardening. daily movement, just doing the daily routine, the things that should be done every day. How about the Sardinia all the way in Italy? They live in a mountainous place and they walk up the hills a lot. That's just serious exercise there. So they live up in hundreds and they are still active, walking the steep terrain, physical labor, farming on mountaintops or hilltops. The families, look at that again. They are close together. They remain respected members of the community. What do they eat? Whole grains, beans, vegetables, some olive oil. They took, as they say, moderate amount of wine. I can imagine it to be good wine, not the highly alcoholic and fermented wine. Then we have the people in Costa Rica. They have also a strong purpose where they live together. They have strong bonds in communities. What do they eat? Beans, corn, squash, tropical fruits, fresh water that is rich in minerals. Also, close family relationship, regular outdoor activities, very common. How about those guys in the Greek island, Icaria? Low rates of dementia found among them. Chronic diseases, very rare. What do they eat? Mediterranean-style diet. The same thing we're talking about. Vegetables, legumes, some olive oil, herbs. They do take some rest when they need rest, as everybody should. They also have strong community ties. Walking is part of everyday life. How about the people in Loma Linda, California? In fact, I did a study with this group for my doctoral program in natural healthcare. They are mostly members of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. In my research with this community, I found that they don't even sell animal products in any of the stores in Loma Linda for many, many years.
Oh, wow.
And it's just a recent thing that, sadly to say, when I went there, I saw the popular chain store that sells burger and so forth on campus. I went out for that early morning walk and I saw it. I said, oh, things are going to start changing here. Well, that company gave them a children's hospital and therefore they brought their store there to sell their burger that people like to eat. But for years, since Loma Linda started as a community, it was with the Seventh-day Adventist community there. No smoking, no alcohol, regular exercise, faith, volunteering, community activities, volunteering, helping each other. Cultures differ, as we see from all of these five places, communities. But let me just go over again what researchers have found that identified, and all of them shared the same type of lifestyle pattern. So when we are talking about the secrets of living long in health, we are looking at lifestyle patterns. The exercise, they move naturally. The physical exercise is built into their daily life, which is a wonderful way of having physical exercise. So they walk, they garden. In fact, it was very interesting. I saw a movie that was made for Loma Linda, and this 90-something-year-old surgeon came from the hospital to fix his fence. It was very interesting. He came, he finished his surgery, and then he came home to fix his fence, 90-plus. And then there was another one in that they took her blood pressure, and it was so fine, and they asked, "What's your secret?" She said, "I think high blood pressure is for old people." Now she's almost 100. It's very interesting. She said, well, she didn't count herself to be old, that is. All of them eat plant-based foods, beans, vegetables, fruits, whole grains. You know, they said no carb, all this carb thing. It's because they have remove the fiber in the carbohydrates, in the grains. That's why the carbs are giving problems. If you leave it whole, the way nature packages it, and it is prepared and eaten whole, it does not have any problem. In fact, it heals. So they don't overeat. The communities, even some of them like Loma Linda, they practice mindful eating. That is, you stop eating just before you are full. I have always asked myself, when do I know when I'm full? Maybe I've mentioned it before, but I've read it and I'm just wondering. Of course, it's not good to eat until you can't stand up. That would not be mindful eating. And in my little place, I've seen people who come, and because I place good looking food on the table, they eat and eat and eat and say, I've never seen such nice food made so plain and so nice set up and so forth. I say, I've eaten, I can't stand up. I say, oh my, that's too much. So they manage stress, and family is very important, and they have healthy social circles. So there are many things we can learn from the Blue Zones. Healthy aging is influenced not only by genetics, but also by everyday habits and the environment. When we choose healthy lifestyle and they become habits, that's the secret, I tell you. From the research I've done over the years, from giving lectures over the years, trying to find information to support any topic that I'm trying to discuss, it's always the same thing. Yes, genetics can load the gun, but lifestyle pulls the trigger. Even if we have all of these things that is, well, it's part of us, our parents hand them over to us, they can lie dormant. As long as our lifestyle is in line with healthy lifestyle, and they are very simple lifestyle. In fact, I've had some people say, these things are so simple, is it believable? Yes, sometimes it is so simple you can't believe it, and yet it is true.
Yeah.
So when we fill our plate with vegetables, beans, some people say, no, I can't eat beans, it gives me too much gas. Well, it depends on how you cook it, when you eat it, and the other things that you eat it with. So all of these things, they have the ideas that are behind them, they are simple. But we human beings, we like complicated things. If it's not complicated, and I mean, how do you say, then it's not what we should have. So we make things complicated when they should really, really be simple. And if we can build them into our lifestyle, then it's easy. And that's why it's easy. These individuals in these communities, that's what is their lifestyle. It has been their habit. It's not something that is put on them by force, or that they are just trying to learn, but they have become habits. Once we can make these habits, they are like hobbies. They are like things we like to do. For instance, if you have made it a habit that this is the time I turn off my TV set and so forth. Some people say, yeah, I want to hear the news at 10 p.m. Why? It's all bad news anyway. Go to bed and go and get your rest. So these are the habits that the Blue Zones have adopted. And to support it, as I was preparing for this time, I said, well, I have read a book, very interesting book. It is called The China Study by Colin Campbell.
Yep.
It's something that will be good that anyone should read. Of course, you always have skeptics who don't believe what they see.
Mm.
But nevertheless, it is believable. You have this man, he was sent to China to do something, to Philippines to do something else. And what they call serendipity happened to him. They were trying to find protein sources for school children, and they found that what they were using was causing cancer of the liver in the children. And then they began to study deep into what was going on. And then he got a sponsorship to do this study in China. He was able to compare rural China with urban China, and the difference was clear. Don't they have the same genes, supposedly?
Yeah, yeah.
And yet, even those who come to America, they were suffering from the influenzae diseases, the big man's disease, they call it. But when they're in rural China, and when they eat food from rural China, they are able to leave all of these diseases that are the present day social diseases, if I can give it that name, like high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, obesity. Colin Campbell found that you can turn on cancer and turn off cancer with diet. That is wonderful to know. How is it? By lifestyle. But But we've got to take it as a package. You cannot pick only one out of them all and then say, oh yeah, I just take this one. This one is convenient for me. No, it won't work that way. And like you rightly said from the beginning, it's not a matter of supplementing the food. Mm. It's a matter of eating the food.
Yeah.
Let food be your medicine and your medicine be your food.
Yeah.
All supplements, they are good for what they are, maybe to help initiate a upward movement in health, but don't stay on supplements and think that, oh, I will just be eating anyhow and then I'll live on supplement. It does not work. It doesn't. The thing is to eat the natural food the way God packaged it, and that is still the best way that one can find it. To have the best benefit for the body. So when we're talking about heart disease, which is the number one killer in the world, we are talking about type 2 diabetes and obesity is becoming a plague. I tell you, working in the United States hospital, obesity was just a problem. They had to rebuild the elevators so that they can come in with bigger size bed. We called it big boy's bed. I think that's what they should still call it now. Big boy's bed. It cannot enter the regular elevators that we have been using for years. They had to start rebuilding elevators wide enough to take these big beds because we've got to take the beds for scan, and tests and all the rest on the bed or bringing them in into the hospital. So there are certain elevators that is the big boy elevators. So this should not be, if we are following what the Blue Zone communities are doing and we are able to get rid of all this. So all these things, even cancer, like I said, if you read China's study, Colin Campbell could assert that you can turn on cancer and turn off cancer because they did researches that showed it is possible to turn in and turn off these very, very chronic diseases that are killing the world today. Yep. My brother, I can go on and on and on, but I'm looking at the clock and it's telling me it is just the right time. Maybe you have one thing to say before I talk all the while into the next program.
No. It's fine. But tell me, just for a minute, those who are listening and want to live a very healthy 100%, but feel overwhelmed by total lifestyle overall, what are probably just some two or three simple, just a very quick food swap, you know, or grocery items that they can adopt this very week, just to start building their own personal...
Vegetables.
Yeah.
Add vegetables to your lunch. Mm-hmm. Add some fruits to your breakfast. Mm-hmm. Well, if you start doing those two, eat twice a day, you will begin to see the difference. If there will be an advice I can give somebody very quickly, these are the two that I'll tell the person. The food plate, more vegetables, more fruits. And then the other thing, not to eat before bedtime, 3 hours before bedtime, if possible, eat only two times a day. That will wonderfully. And then walk. Take a walk.
Yeah.
Yes, those are aspects that is very common among all the communities.
Beautiful stuff. Doc, thank you so much for your time. As always, blessings to you until we speak again next week, same time and same place. Have a blessed Sabbath ahead.
I wish you the same. God bless you, brother.
Thank you and goodbye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.